course, it's been nothing but nonstop coverage on the Egyptian protests. Whether you support the government there or you really care, it is interesting. There's a story that I found on Drudge that was broadcast by the Telegraph, a website, on the 29th of January, saying that the American government secretly backed the leading figures behind the Egyptian uprising, who have been planning a regime change for the past 3 years. The American embassy in Cairo, according to this article, helped a young dissident attend a U.S.-sponsored summit for activists in New York while working to keep his identity secret from Egyptian state police. On his return to Cairo in December 2008, the activist told U.S. diplomats that an alliance of opposition groups had drawn up a plan to overthrow President Hosni Mubarak and install a democratic government in 2011. Whether that's true or not, the instability in that region should be cause for concern. I'm sure the Iranians and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, whatever his name is sitting back just wringing their hands, waiting to jump into a situation that they know that the West can't control for the safety of everyone and the price of oil. I bet this needs to be taken care of as soon as possible, because the more it continues and the more it spreads, the worse it will be for those people and for us here. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.